Thank you, Jerry, and good afternoon to everybody. I should note that I was involved in those censuses of crime labs. Actually, it was Kevin DeRose who published the 2005 data a couple of years ago, so I want to acknowledge Matt. We have a wonderful panel, and we're going to be addressing different aspects of this backlog problem, and I'm going to wind up at the end and just give you an overview of the research that we're doing in Los Angeles in terms of looking at the results of the testing of cases that were in the backlogs of the Los Angeles Police Department and Sheriff's Department, and tell you some other things that we're doing. But we're going to start our panel discussion today with Mr. Kevin Strom, who's a senior research scientist at RTI International. Actually, I got to know Kevin when he worked for the Bureau of Justice Statistics a number of years ago. His research interests include law enforcement responses to community violence and the impact of forensic science on the criminal justice system. He's published widely both government reports as well as academic journals. And most recently, Kevin and colleagues did some very interesting survey work on the backlog issue and of forensic evidence, and he's going to speak to that issue right now. Kevin?